online. Type BBC Prompts Poetry into your search engine or click through from the Radio 3 homepage. The deadline is Friday the 10th of August. So get listening and get scribbling, or get writing neatly.
Yes, sir. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15. There's more from the Latitude Festival at 11:45 when Max Reinhardt introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now we return to the Royal Albert Hall here in London for the second of this evening's proms.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Katie Derham. Welcome to this very special late night prom of extremely familiar music, Handel's Water Music and his music for the Royal Fireworks, but played on authentic period instruments so that we could be transported back to 18th century London and experience the music as Mr. Handel would have intended. At the time, the music was revolutionary and the spectacle was immense, and we're going to do our very best to recreate that with the help of the 80 musicians of Le Concert Spirituel who are on the stage with me now. And they have, as you can see, the most extraordinary selection of baroque oboes, of bassoons, of contrabassoons, natural trumpets and horns that would have been the very latest in cutting-edge technology when Handel was composing. I should warn you, 18th century ears were rather different from ours, and the sound world may surprise you. So, the water music. It was the 17th of July, 1717, when King George I stepped on board his royal barge at Whitehall for what would have been a long night of revels, a water party, a regatta, with musicians accompanying him all the way to Chelsea and back again 8 hours later. The music composed by the young German, George Frederick Handel, would confirm his reputation as the best composer of English music ever to be born in Germany. We're going to hear the three water music suites, starting with the F major, and I'd like you please to welcome the dynamic conductor of Le Concert Spirituel, Hervé Niquet. Handel's Water Music Suite in F major, performed by Le Concert Spirituel, conducted by the lively and expressive Hervé Niquet. He very much comes from the all-body school of conducting, moving very physical around the stage. Great expressions, resplendent in a brocade frock coat. He's left the stage briefly while the orchestra retunes. It's worth mentioning that Handel's inclusion of horns in these suites was quite a rarity for the time. Horns had been used in opera orchestra pits to provide particular effects related to hunting, usually, but it was the first time they'd been used in an English orchestra in this way. Like I say, at the time, this was revolutionary. The band itself is quite the spectacle tonight. You normally see pairs of oboes, don't you? Here, we have 18 tonight on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall. The numbers are pretty close to the number of musicians used by Handel, and he would have needed large forces so that the music would carry across the water, not just to the King's Barge, but to the thousands of people who lined the river route. Of course, he had that in mind as well when he scored the music. Brass and woodwind naturally carry better through the night air than strings. Well, next we're going to hear the Water Music Suite in D. Handel adds trumpets to this second suite, and again, another tactical ploy to make sure that his tunes were audible. After a triumphant opening prelude comes perhaps the best-known movement of the water music, a la hornpipe, which features Handel's brilliant interplay between horns and trumpets and strings. It was also politically rather smart of Handel to use a quintessentially English dance tune in this music, which he was really hoping would ingratiate himself with the king. It worked too. The whole occasion of the water music regatta was, of course, to endear the king to his people, and that worked too. Well, here comes tonight's king of the stage, Hervé Niquet, back on to conduct. Thank you.
Handel's Water Music Suite in D major, performed by Le Concert Spirituel and conducted by Hervé Niquet. He's bringing the 80 musicians, all with their Baroque period instruments, to their feet to accept the applause. Continuing to conduct in his highly individual style, he really is quite the character. You may have noticed right at the beginning of tonight's performance, he paused and made a bit of a joke about the fact he was waiting for latecomers to arrive in the hall. It's interesting, no original scores for the Water Music Suites exist, but a variety of early editions eventually led to a full orchestral score almost 30 years after Handel's death. Handel's one of those composers who was not only monumentally popular in his lifetime, but whose music has never gone out of fashion. Born in Germany in 1685, he spent 4 years in Italy learning everything he could about opera, and then found himself in London and made England his home. He had his first big operatic hit with Rinaldo, one of 40 Italian operas he wrote for the London stage. He could turn his hand to anything. He was one of the finest organists of the day. He was considered a great religious artist, a composer of vast choral oratorios. His musical skill was matched, I'd say, by his talent for buttering up wealthy patrons and winning royal commissions, like the music we're hearing tonight. Well, we're going to be hearing the Water Music Suite in G next, the third of tonight's three Water Music Suites. Now, this one is more intimate than the other two. You may remember I said that this water music was written for a wonderful regatta when the King got on board at Whitehall, took his royal barge with many other boats with him, and went to Chelsea. Now, it's suggested this music may well have been performed when he got off that boat and had his supper. No brass instruments, rather more intimate, as I say. Instead, we have recorders to help carry the melodies. Here comes Hervé Niquet once again to perform Handel's Water Music Suite in G major with Le Concert Spirituel.
Thank you.
Handel's Water Music Suite in G major, performed by Le Concert Spirituel, conducted by Hervé Niquet. After the success of Handel's Water Music, he became the composer of choice for royal celebrations. So let's fast forward 30 years to the end of a long, slow war in Europe. And George II, as it was by this stage, decided that no expense should be spared for an extravagant celebration in Green Park in the form of a over-the-top firework display. Famous theatrical designers were called in and employed to create a lavish backdrop for the fireworks, and Handel was called in to compose the music. Well, the music was a huge success, but being an English celebration, it will come as no surprise to you to learn that the fireworks themselves were somewhat dampened by rain. Well, it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to the stage now the conductor of Le Concert Spirituel, Hervé Niquet, to tell us a little bit more about the challenges and delights of recreating these historical spectaculars. Come this way, sir. So, monsieur.
Good evening.
Of course, this music was composed to be performed outdoors for the fireworks, for the water party. What is it like performing it here in the Royal Albert Hall?
It is the same thing. The only difference between outside and here, it is not rainy inside, but it is the same thing, yes.
So a good acoustic for you and for your wonderful band.
Yeah, good.
Tell us a little bit more about the difference performing this music on period Baroque instruments compared to modern instruments.
Oh, maybe I'm crazy, but I can imagine to play Mahler and Stravinsky with the old instruments of Monteverdi or Purcell. So why to play Purcell and Handel with the instruments of Stravinsky and Mahler? Maybe I'm stupid, but I prefer to have the good instruments. No?
I think we all agree. It's working very well. Now tell me, you have a huge number of beautiful musicians here on the stage, Hervé.
This one, yes.
What is it like to conduct such a huge section of woodwind, of brass?
It's like to drive a big van. You could go, but not go backwards. Impossible. But the sound is much better. Yeah.
Hervé Niquet, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now, let the orchestra greet you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as the orchestra retunes, I should say it wasn't just the rain that put a bit of a downer on proceedings all those years ago with the music for the Royal Fireworks. All those carefully planned, dazzling, allegorical scenes of the king bringing peace to Britannia didn't really come to much. And part of the specially built pavilion accidentally caught fire too. In fact, the rehearsal which took place in the Vauxhall Gardens a few days previously was probably a bigger hit. 12,000 people paid 2 shillings and 6 pence each for a ticket and caused a 3-hour jam over London Bridge. Some things never change. The music for the Royal Fireworks is made up of 5 movements: the overture, a bourrée, a largo called the piece, an allegro called rejoice, and then 2 minuets. And it's interesting that at first King George II only wanted martial, warlike instruments to be used, because of the occasion, of course. So he wanted trumpets and percussion and that was all, but he grudgingly did allow Handel to use some violins. So in the end, a band of the size we're seeing on stage now was used to perform at the premiere. Well, I'm standing right next to Hervé Niquet here, waiting to go on stage. He's ready to go. So let us hear us now perform the music for the Royal Fireworks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks, performed by Le Concert Spirituel, conducted by the flamboyant Hervé Niquet. All of them on their feet, bowing to this huge crowd at the Royal Albert Hall. What a thrilling night of Baroque music we've enjoyed. A stunning sound and a stunning sight too. Handel's music, as he would have heard it, performed on Baroque instruments and enjoyed, as I say, by a full house here. Hervé Niquet, in typical over-the-top fashion, bringing sections of the band to their feet. Can I call them a band? Orchestra. Wonderful group of French musicians, led by Alice Pierrot. And I've said it before, but really, how often do you see a woodwind section of that size, a brass section of that size? Quite extraordinary. The contrabassoons, those Baroque contrabassoons, they must be 8 or 9 foot tall. Extraordinary sight. The Concert Spirituel's appearance supported by Arriva here tonight. And the more I say that it's a great sight, the more I should mention you can, of course, see this entire concert on the television, BBC Two, Saturday the 4th of August. Do tune in. And you can listen again, of course, via the usual routes, via the website, the BBC Radio 3 website. Well, Hervé Niquet and Le Concert Spirituel are enjoying this stupendous applause here at the Royal Albert Hall, but it is time now for me to hand you back to Broadcasting House and John Shea.
Thank you very much, Katie Derham. And as well as listening to the concert again online or watching it on television, you can also hear it again next Wednesday afternoon here on BBC Radio 3 from 2 o'clock. Well, there's more Handel as we return to the Royal Albert Hall for our next prom tomorrow evening at 7:30. Here's Oratorio Judas Maccabeus with John Mark Ainslie singing the title role and the choir and orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment conducted by Lawrence Cummings. That's tomorrow night at the proms at 7:30. Now let's look ahead to the weekend when the music of Berlioz comes to the BBC Proms.
The 2012
BBC Proms. Les Troyens at the BBC Proms. An astonishing score, the summation of a life's work in music and a work the composer himself never heard complete. The cast of the Royal Opera's new production reunites under the music director Sir Antonio Pappano in a concert performance of Berlioz's epic opera. Berlioz's Tristory, Les Troyens, the Trojans at the BBC Proms. Sunday afternoon and evening from 4:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And that'll be presented by Donald MacLeod. Well, next, this Wednesday evening on BBC Radio 3, we're back at the Latitude Festival in the company of Max Reinhardt and friends. That's in Lake Junction at 11:45. That's just under a quarter of an hour away. So before that, following on from Handel, music written on the eve of another Georgian era, the era of George V, that is. This is music by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford from 1909, his evening service in C, Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, sung here by Winchester Cathedral Choir, conducted by David Hill, with the organist Stephen Farr.
Thank you.
Well, following on from Stanford's Evening Service in C, we heard his setting of Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. David Hill conducted Winchester Cathedral Choir with Stephen Farr at the organ. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's just after 12:45 now. Time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
It's the second morning here at the Latitude Festival, and hopefully the rain's going to leave us far behind. The site's beginning to warm up, music is all around us, the Kanduko Dance Company are warming up on the dance stage next to the lake. In front of me, the multicoloured sheep have started to chew grass, which is probably a good sign. It's a shorter but perfectly formed programme tonight, and we've got three live bands who've all got their own take on the traditional music they play. Sam Lee, English folk, the Black Twig Pickers, Appalachian Twang, and Rebetica from Trio Teke.
Thank you.
Trio Teke. Now, I'll just tell you who they are. You are Lefteris Mungis on guitar. Let's hear it for Lefteris. On double bass, we've got Colin Somerville. And yes, indeed. And over here on this end, we've got Antonis Antonio. And he's playing an instrument here called the tsuras. This music that you're playing, what do you call it?
We call it rembetiko.
Okay, rembetiko. And
although that's the source of what this whole thing comes from, but not everything is rembetiko.
Okay. And where does rembetiko come from?
It comes from Piraeus, which is the harbor of Athens. That's where it was born when all the refugees came back from Minor Asia into Athens.
So are we talking 1920s?
Yeah.
Okay. How have you changed rembetiko? Because you're not playing it like the people did in the 1920s.
Mostly we played with the rhythm. We changed the rhythms and the harmonies. And also the double bass was not originally in the rembetiko orchestra, let's say. It was guitar, bouzouki, and baglamaz. It was the rembetiko orchestra. So all these influences we have from, I don't know, from our childhood.
From your childhood,
it all
yeah.
comes into this music.
Would you like to hear more? Yeah. Okay, so Trio Teke. Thank you.
Υπάρχει για κρύβο. Μίλησες με τσαλάκωσες, με γέμισες σαράκ. Κάθε δουλειά μου είναι πια πικρή. Σβήνω, σβήνω, δεν πασάω. Δέρνει, είναι ριζικό. Το κρασίκα, το ρουφάω. Δεν υπάρχει πια δικό.
This is the Late Junction stage, in the words of the Latitude Festival. And it's a glorious sunset out there. Hopefully there'll be a glorious sunrise in the morning. And somebody told me that they've just seen a snowy owl fly past this stage from the woods. Big round of applause for the snowy owl, I think. And now, I'd like you all to welcome on stage the Black Twig Pickers. In the middle, Sally Ann Morgan. Yes, it is you, Nathan Bowles. But here is Mike Gangloff. So tell us, where are you from?
Well, we're from Virginia in the United States, just up by the West Virginia line.
Okay. What kind of music?